CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
You know, sometimes you start laughing and you can't stop laughing and you don't know what made you laugh in the first place. I think it's borderline delirium. Mm. I've got that at the moment. I have to warn you, I've just started laughing for no reason whatsoever.
You've got a glint of mischief in your eyes today.
Yeah. Anyway, Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. I'm Duncan. Hello. Thank you for tuning in at some point across the weekend. I always lose track of when we're on. I think we're on twice this weekend. And also on the downloads, which more and more people are doing. We'll get an indication later from the producer whether or not we're beating the girl. Is Girls Talk downloadable? No, well, quite right too. What about the Sullivan Show? That's downloadable. Anyone doing that?
Why is that? So,
you are being mischievous
so
already.
I'm not being remotely funny. Anyway, so if you are downloading funny, it, thank you very much indeed. Should we have the ritual of opening the Vimto or the
Should
Tizer?
Should we not be introduced there? First?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Toby is here.
Hello.
Toby is one third of the trio making up Bloke Talk and back and missed last week. We had a kind of, I mean, she's all right for one week, isn't
she's
she?
She's a bit girly, isn't she?
But after that, my God, she goes on. And she comes from Essex.
Mm. I know her well.
We had Lisa last week and Laura returns this week. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank
nice
you.
Nice to have you back.
Yes, it's it seems like it's been a while.
I thought you were going to say it's good to be back for a second, but
no.
You hesitated,
no,
didn't you?
It's not good to be back.
Is it not good to be back?
It's something I have to do, isn't it?
Are you not missing the? Did you not miss the bosom of Bloke Talk when you're not here?
The bosom.
Yeah. Do you not? Kind
well,
of,
how's it got a bosom?
You know,
there's
a big
bloke.
Throbbing Bloke Talk family.
No, not really. I don't really miss it. Sorry to say.
What do you make of that, Tobes?
I'm quite upset, actually.
I'm quite upset about that.
I heard that Liesl did a very good job last week.
Yeah, no one's saying she didn't do a very good job. It's just sometimes...
She don't want to stay. Maybe we need to review her position, Duncan.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm quite attached now.
I'm with you, but she doesn't want to be here, you know.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You happy with it?
Yeah.
Is it a funny week?
Yeah.
Is this a blip?
I'm a bit tired and emotional,
okay.
But so I'll get into it.
We shouldn't take too much notice.
Being a girl.
It's not very nice.
Well, she is.
Should we have the ritual? The ritual. The
What have you got there?
I've got a Vimto.
I've got Coke.
You've got Coke, have you? That's nice. Mm.
Don't take drugs, kids.
I'm not partaking in this ritual tonight. I'm being very sensible.
I'm parched. So it is Bloke Talk, and it's the weekend, and it's City Talk 105.9. Duncan, Toby, and Laura here.
Dunky.
I used to get called that when I was a little boy.
I've got another friend called Duncan who's called Spunky Dunk. Did you ever get that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Funky Dunk as well. Funky I once worked at a radio station and the bosses of radio stations are called program controllers. And some are really good and some are really rubbish and you know you can do a better job of them. And I got a phone call from this one bloke who said, come in, I've got a show that needs doing at the weekend. And I went, right, and I was quite keen to work on this radio station because it was my local radio station down south. And this bloke phoned up and he said to me, I've got a show at the weekend, it's Saturday night. And then my heart sank because you think, well, Saturday night, that's pub night and curry night and maybe doing interesting things night. But I thought, okay, well, you've got to make sacrifices, haven't you, to get on in this world. And then my heart sank even further when he said... It's a
one
dance
four?
Show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was 1 a.m. or
no, something. No, and I said, right. I said, what time is it? He said, 6 till midnight. I went, right. And Julie said, and I'll tell you what we can do. Because it's a dance show and it's Saturday night, we could call you Funky Dunk.
Brilliant.
No.
Did you go for it?
It wasn't. I had no choice in the matter. So I had to sit there and go,
And this is Funky Dunk?
No, I refuse to say it. To say it on air because you do sound like a bit of a self-pleasure if you come out with something
Do you
like
have
that.
Any sort of interest in that particular genre
no,
of music?
No, it stopped with Shalimar. So I'd be there and I'd be going, it's Saturday night, it's Duncan here, and apparently this is Joey Negro.
And God,
his Starburst
like a recipe
band.
For disaster.
Or I'd say, but I got quite into a record label called Head Candy. Ever heard of that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Anyway, so that's
you like head candy.
I like head. What's the matter with that?
That's the latest revelation from Duncan. Seems a bit young and cool.
Loads of head candy albums. I like they're kind of like they did the
do
whole.
Do you still
series.
Buy them now?
No. Called Serve Chilled, which is kind of like chill out music. And then they did some kind of like soul-y ones that had some good stuff on there.
Duncan, I must comment as well, moving away from music, on your funky shirt.
On my shirt.
You've been wearing some flowery shirts the last few days.
Do you know why? Do you want to know why?
A flowery shirt on offer.
There are two very good reasons. Do you want to know why? Are they on offer?
Special offer.
How dare you?
In Primarni.
No. Do you want to know the reason why?
I know the reason. I heard it on your show.
Okay, well, I'll say it again for people who don't listen to
Duncan
Bark
show.
Yeah. One, someone here at City Talk 105.9 during the week said, all you ever wear are Czech shirts or gingham. And I happen like Czech shirts and gingham. They happen to be my style of choice. Mm. And I was a bit hurt and wounded by that. So I said, aha. So I made the effort. For the past week, I've been wearing my flowery shirts. Yeah.
So this is a protest?
No, it's... really protesting. I couldn't give a flying fig what this woman really thinks. But I just kind of like to do something a bit different. But also, as
Which
we know...
Which woman was it?
I'm not saying.
Initials?
No. It's been Liverpool Fashion Week as well.
So you've been wearing your worst shirts?
I've been acknowledging that it's Liverpool Fashion
Duncan,
Week.
Duncan, to be fair...
How would you describe this?
You look like
foul.
A pair of Laura Ashley curtains.
That is rude. What's the matter with this?
Harsh, but fair.
So, well, to be fair, it takes a real man to pull off florals.
Am I pulling it off?
You don't look absolutely hideous. I mean, I can't imagine Toby would be able to pull off that look.
I wouldn't even try.
But it does look like a pair of Laura Ashley curtains, and that's just...
Better than the red Czech tablecloth.
No, I like your gingham. I think go with it.
Oh, thank you.
It's a lumberjack style. Yeah. And actually, it's quite in fashion Czech at the moment.
Is it?
It certainly is.
Oh, that's useful.
If you go into any Topshop, Topman, or any other high street store, you'll see a lot of Czechs.
So actually, having attempted to change your style for Fashion Week, it sounds like you've gone the wrong way.
Mm. I've reverted.
Yes. Well, you see, floral's very big for spring-summer, so
yeah,
you're
well, spring
ahead
upon
of the
us.
Trends. Yeah.
You know, I've seen the hares leaping around, the lambs in the field.
Mm. Do you know what? For the first time this week,
Which
I thought,
fields
this is
have
it.
You been looking at around Liverpool?
On this the Wirral.
This is spring. That's what I thought this week. Where
what,
it's spring
that?
Has sprung. I just, you know, it was quite bright a few days this week. And
have
I'll
you
see...
noticed the early mornings are lighter?
Yeah.
Aren't
yeah.
I noticed that, which is
and
good.
I'm getting really excited because I'm looking forward to a good summer this year.
Why
I would think
you?
We're due one.
What are you planning? Or do you mean weather-wise?
Oh, yeah, the last two summers, the weather's just been rubbish. And I'm hoping that this year, this is the one, the scorcher.
I hope so, too.
Climate change kicks in.
In my flat, yeah. I've got these sort of, you know, these double doors that you can open out into my living room.
What?
And
what?
It's a bit weird, I know. There's no balcony there. It's just, they've just sort of built some random doors
that
in.
That sounds
to,
a bit dangerous.
Get
is it
like
there?
A little
like the
barrier?
Floor?
Second floor. But no, there's barriers there to stop
right.
you falling
oh, barriers,
out.
Yeah. Barriers.
But I haven't been able to open them once.
So they open inwards?
Too wet or too... They open inwards.
Okay,
yeah.
And there's a little kind of grill thing.
Yes.
And it's what, kind of like a bay door, so it's from yeah. the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Would you go so far as to call it a Juliet balcony?
No, there is no balcony.
Oh.
There's no balcony at all.
You're going to be sitting there. I have a vision now. You're going to be sitting there in the height of the summer. It'll be a nice little evening in July, August. Which part of the city is it?
Crosby,
you'll be sitting there. You'll be on a chair. You'll have the curtains pulled back.
Absolutely.
You'll have your legs up like this.
Yeah.
Tinkering away on your French horn, waving at all the girls walking by.
Summertime!
Yeah, can you play that on your French horn?
I actually can, funnily enough. It's about grade 4 level, so probably about where I am at the moment.
Yeah. Are you a bit of a sunshine babe then? Do you like the sun?
Well, everyone likes the sun.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it too hot.
Oh, I love it in the summer when you can get your skirts on and... Just run around.
Funnily enough, do you wear skirts as short as Liesl's? Because we talked about that at the end of last week's show.
That was a short skirt, wasn't it? She was wearing a couple of weeks ago.
She wears pretty short skirts.
It's like a belt.
Liesl. It was.
She's got the legs to
She does
on.
Have fantastic legs, it's true.
So you like someone because you can put the skirt on and
I actually
run
like floral skirts. This is not bloke.
Maybe you could
all.
Take Duncan's shirt and turn it into a skirt.
Mm. Well, I'm sure there's enough material there.
A bit rude.
For a full-length dress.
That is so unfair. I'm going to let that ride. Actually, the insults don't matter. They just don't matter. I just have visions of you now, kind of like maybe a field somewhere on the Wirral. You know, the wind in your hair.
Of corn. A field
of corn. striding through the field of corn. Mm.
Perhaps with a playful puppy chasing after her.
Yeah, and a flake in one hand.
Yeah. In a floral dress.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, and a nice kind of like straw sun hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How on earth did we get on to talking about this?
I don't know.
We talked about the weather.
We did. Now listen, it is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. This radio show is called Bloke Talk. We've got the food challenge to come up. Food challenge, the kind of random food challenge.
Is it Laura doing it this week?
No, she's chicken out. She asked me to do it.
Oh.
So I've got, I bought in some stuff for the food challenge.
I'm quite excited. Is it as difficult as eating a donut without licking your lips?
Well, I didn't find that remotely difficult.
Well... You licked at the end.
Yeah, well, that's because it's all been finished.
In fact, there is a video on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society of you eating this donut, and there's already been some debate sparked underneath it, I see.
Really?
From our erstwhile number one listener, Craig, saying he definitely licked, or words to that effect.
The Bloke Talk covers many multimedia platforms, including Twitter, MySpace,
Bebo?
Facebook and Bebo. Duncan Defo licked.
See?
I did not lick.
You licked.
I did not lick.
Right at the end you licked.
Well, it was finished.
Sorry.
The challenge was eating a donut without licking your lips. The word is eating. Yeah, I ate it. It had gone. It had been chewed and digested.
You should have thought about it and brought a serviette
like any
normal person would.
But the sugar that was still on your lips was part of the donut, so you hadn't finished eating the donut.
But when can you then lick your lips?
You wipe your lips.
You wipe. You should have, as I say, you should have thought about it in advance and gone, I'm going to wipe rather than lick.
So that video is on Facebook. You can go and have a look. It's the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, and you can find that on Facebook. And of course, if you are fully jacked in and logged on, whatever the terminology is, we're on Bebo, MySpace, and also Twitter as well.
What sort of tweets have we put up so far?
I've no idea. What have we put on Twitter? You're going to go and have a look. Jonathan's the only mute producer I've ever worked with. Isn't it?
And yet, when he talks, he sounds like the best radio DJ you've ever heard.
Yeah. He's got a great voice. We're just having a look at Twitter, which is good. So we'll do the food challenges a little bit later on, if that's all right. I've got an email from your mum.
What?
Have you?
Yeah. Your mum's email. When did we talk about Laura's mum? Was it a couple of weeks ago?
And last week you talked about her as well.
Yeah, we also talked about you doing dodgy phone lines, or rather Liesl suggested that.
That is true.
Oh, good old Liesl.
To make a bit of extra money during
your
the credit
kind of voice
crunch.
Would be, you could earn a few extra quid.
Tell me about this email.
I'll read it out later.
I can't believe she emailed.
Your mum's Sue, isn't it?
Yeah.
She says at the bottom of her email, P.S. you can call me Sue.
Brilliant.
You can call
is
me
her
Sue.
Is her name Susan?
Her name's actually Elizabeth Susan, but she gets called by her middle name.
Sue, you can call me Dunk. Anyway, we'll read out your email a little bit later on. We're just having a look at Twitter. Is there anything on here that's... who's on there? Is he one of ours?
Yes.
Peter Johnson, hello to you.
Hi, Pete.
Oh, people are following us. Hurrah!
Yeah, that's what happens on Twitter.
What have these people been doing?
Ian
Tell us about
Strom,
some of their tweets.
Emma, I know Emma, she listens to my mid-morning show. Ricardo, he works here. Craig, we know about... Who's he? Who's Ian Strom?
He's been on the show.
Has he been on the show?
As a guest.
He was a guest?
Yes.
Blimey. All right. Who's that?
Can
then?
I just point out that our producer is suddenly
speaking?
Can we
find out anything about Toffos? Oh, he's not been doing anything.
Oh, that's pointless.
Oh, who else
Can
is
I
there?
Just say, I don't get Twitter.
No,
Twitter is like, you know when you go on Facebook and you've got your status?
Yeah, I realise what it is.
It's just a status.
How's...
That's not interactive.
You know your boyfriend's called Dave?
Yeah.
How is he? Is he all right?
He's good.
You know, how are his toes?
His what?
Toes.
Toes?
Toes. You know, things on the end of his feet? Toes?
Why are you asking about
Bit
that?
Cold? Is he wearing some woody socks at home?
I don't understand
why you're
apparently,
concerned about his
you
heating
twittered,
being broken.
You twittered and you said you're in Dave's living room in Blackheath and literally because the heating is broken.
Oh, yeah, I was chilling out because you missed the main point of that. I was chilling out.
Well, didn't make much sense.
Because the heating is broken.
Laura Harms, chilling out in Dave's
Let's see who's following Laura. Let's go and have a look at
Literally.
Who's following Laura on Twitter.
Barack Obama's following me.
You can
really?
You can go and have a look at
you
Bloke
follow
Talk
him
on
first?
Twitter.
No.
Oh, he's that lame disc jockey. I don't like him.
What, Barack Obama? He's not a disc jockey.
No, do not mention his name. Don't know who they are. Oh, Ted Downing Street's following you on Twitter.
Yeah, and Barack.
No, he's gone. Barack's, he's excommunicated you. Oh, hang on, no, there he is. What's Barrack been up to? Barrack's been up to. Old Barry.
He's been a bit
leader
busy.
Of the free world.
I tell you what, if you watch a certain TV channel, you'll know everything he's been up to in his first 100 days in office.
Yeah. Do you know, he's not updated this for about, what's that, 6 weeks?
What?
No, there's no way.
Isn't that about the amount of time he's been a president for?
That's appalling.
I think he's not the real Barrack.
I think it's a cynical ploy just to think that he's like at the cutting edge, but really now he's in office, he's not remotely interested.
Yeah.
The last post on here is January the 19th.
To be honest with you, I think he's probably been busy doing presidential things.
No, he should be updating his Twitter.
He's got a blueberry, he can do it whilst he's on the treadmill.
As he's flying to wherever his next place is, he can get on his old iPhone and tweet.
Right, so we're on Twitter, and we're on MySpace, we're on Bebo.
What have we been doing on Twitter? What have we been telling our followers that we've been up to on Twitter?
Oh, all sorts of things. We don't know how to do that. Yeah. We'll have a look at that bit out. Yeah, my
but
God,
follow
he must
us,
have a boring life.
Yeah.
Right, we'll come back in a few moments' time. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
So, Laura's here. I'm Duncan, Toby's over there, and it's a Bloke Talk at the weekend here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. We can do one of two things. Do you want to do the food challenge in this part of the show, or leave it to a little bit later on? We've also got Laura's mum's been in contact with me.
Well, go on, Toby, you decide. Personal. What would you rather
Will do? The food challenge spoil the taste of my Vimto?
Do you know, I can't answer that question. That's a difficult one to
Toby
call.
Decide, food
you might, you might want to. Well, you see, because obviously we know Vimto is quite gassy.
Yes.
And if you consumed a whole can of a gassy carbonated drink, and then did today's food challenge, you might feel a little bit poorly. Now might be a good time to do it. Though, of course,
Let's
if you're
now.
A real man like me, you would just carry on regardless.
Well, I think we should leave it to you to make that decision.
All right, we'll do it a little bit later on. Okay. Chunk.
I was going to say, let's do the food challenge.
You want to do the food challenge?
Let's do the food challenge. Come on, let's do the food challenges.
Nothing radical about this.
That's a big pink, lots of pink things.
Now, who's going to go first? Actually, seeing as the only person...
I'll go first.
You didn't do anything last week, did you?
What?
You didn't eat a donut last week.
I ate a donut.
Did you?
Yeah. And I had bananas.
That's right, yeah.
I was the only one that did two challenges last week.
This is radical because we're breaking it in gently.
I think Laura should go first.
I think Laura
she missed
should
the
go
first
first,
one.
Fine,
right.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You've got a packet of marshmallow shapes. Your challenge, this is your challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, one, you've got to see how many you can put in your mouth.
No.
Two, once your mouth is at maximum capacity with marshmallows, you have to say the words, bloke talk.
Oh, God.
It's a food challenge.
Is there a bin somewhere I can spit this out into?
Well, no, you've got to eat it.
No.
What's the matter with you? It's sweet.
I've got a tooth that hurts when I eat sugar. I think I need a filling.
This is going to hurt my tooth.
Can I just say this is going to prove once and for all which of us has the biggest gob, which...
Well, possibly.
Clearly...
Possibly.
It's going to be Duncan.
It's going to be Duncan.
Possibly.
Metaphorically, he has the biggest gob, but does he actually have the biggest gob?
Okay, so what we need to do is you need to put them in one at a time so we can count them up. So, Toby, your job is to count.
Okay. There's going to be a technique to this, hasn't there?
There's all different shapes and sizes in here, but I'm just going to pick them
up. Yeah, pick them up randomly.
Okay, don't eat them,
just put them in. Come
it's
on.
It's gone into the right side of her cheek, that.
That's
and now
random
one out to the left, that's
challenge.
Two. Again, out to the left is number three. She's already struggling
three.
To talk. That's a fourth one gone in. That's down the middle.
Yeah.
Five, ooh. Slightly to the right.
Yeah.
Bit of retching there.
Yeah. Six.
Number six.
What?
She says that's enough, I think.
You are.
That's
got to
be another, surely. Seven.
Seven.
That's gone in fine. She's not impressed.
Come
I think
on,
it's going
figures.
Down the throat. Eight.
Eight.
No, she can't deal with it. Say bloke talk.
Swallow. Don't spit it out. No, that's fine if you do that. Laura.
Can you come back to the microphone, please?
Are you right? Laura?
She's span round on her spinny chair so we can't see her.
What's she doing?
Laura? Oh, she's dribbling all over the place.
Oh, there's nothing worse when someone dribbles. You're right.
I've got it in my hair.
I think that's £120 if you go to Liesl's place, isn't it?
Oh, that's so humiliating.
Oh, have you swallowed? What happened?
Oh.
It's everywhere.
That's brilliant.
That's, um,
these are a bit like, do you remember flumps when you were little?
I bought four bags of these because I thought we'd at least get like 20 or 30.
How many did I do? Eight? Nine?
Eight.
Seven?
Eight.
Was it eight?
Did eight. You did do eight, yeah.
Eight.
Oh, well. Go on.
Don't be a bad loser.
Is it my turn?
Oh, my tooth hurts. Sugar. Right, carry on.
Is it my turn then?
Yeah, Laura, you're going to have to count.
Right, here we go.
Revenge.
That's not fair.
And Toby pops the first one into the left pouch. Right pouch,
that's
rather.
Right,
second.
Yeah.
Second. Number three. He's already doing better than me. Clearly experienced with this. Number four. Number five. They've all gone into the right side of his mouth so far. Six.
Might be useful with this because you must expand your cheeks.
Wow. Six, just in the right cheek. Now he's moving on to the left with the seventh one. Starting to look a bit full now. Starting to giggle a bit as well.
Hurting out on the right hand side.
He's slowing down now. It's clearly the stamina's gone. Eight.
Eight. You've beaten Laura.
Oh,
you've beaten Laura.
Already.
You're in the lead.
Ten, in the right pouch. 11, his face is looking swollen.
Like a bumblebee's.
A massive
on
one now for the big 12.
12.
Oh, yes.
Come on, go for 13. You look like the Elephant Man.
13. 13. It's 13. Carry on. 14.
I don't think we're going to get a Sony Radio Award for this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. 15. Toby's got 15 marshmallows.
And his marshmallow dribble
down 16,
his chin.
He's done the marshmallow, excuse me. 17, this is hideous. 18.
Oh, I'm
where
impressed now. Go on,
all?
Go for 20.
Oh no, he spat them out. It was 19. Oh God, he spat them out.
Oh, that is just vile.
Oh God, we've witnessed something horrible.
I tore down my shirt. Oh.
Well, you did 19, Toby. How do you feel?
Oh God, I actually really like them. I could have gone on if I'd been able to be serious all the way through. I think I could have done.
If you were alone in a quiet room, what do you reckon you would have got up to?
25 at least.
Imagine doing that on your own in a quiet room. I'm going to go home and practice tonight.
I think you should.
I need to go and wash my hands.
Oh, hang on. No. Whoa. Stop.
Duncan's turn.
Stop. No. No, this is serious. No, it is. Your go is null and void.
Why?
Because you didn't say bloke talk.
Oh, no. Yes.
Shall I start again?
I think you should.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
I'm being very serious. Part of it, you've got to say bloke talk.
Right,
like, the
we
rules
go,
were clearly
right,
spelt out
again.
At the beginning.
I don't mind this.
we won't do a funny commentary this
no,
time.
No, we won't.
But you've got to go quick. Go. One.
One.
Two.
Two. Three.
Three.
Four.
Look how fast he's going. Five. All in the right side again.
Six.
Six. He's clearly got seven. The technique here. No, seven
eight.
Now.
Oh, seven.
Eight now.
Nine. Don't laugh.
Mm.
No, don't.
Done?
Don't laugh. Ten. We know it's ten.
11. 12. 13. Is there going to be enough in this pack? 14.
Can we open another one?
Mm-mm. He's got them sticking out of his mouth. 15. 16. We're nearly getting to the point where he gave up last time. 17.
18. 19. 19. 20.
You're
going to stay 20, going to go for the record. Oh, 21. Don't laugh.
21. Oh, no. Oh, I'm witnessing something really hideous here. Oh, my gosh. It's like... It's like alien or something. Oh. What's coming out of his body? Goo. There's goo coming out of Toby's mouth.
What did we get up to?
22. But I did say bloke tour that time.
You did, and I think that's... So that was actually a bigger score than your first attempt, wasn't it?
Yeah, much bigger.
So Laura did 8. Oh dear, Toby did 22.
Go on then. Your turn.
I'm going to laugh. Well, have
you
laugh,
opened up the second
it.
Packet, Justin? Do you want the bin?
Yeah, I need the bin.
Oh, that bin is disgusting.
Right, Toby,
it's like a rainbow of horror.
Oh, that is just ill. Right, you need to empty the bin. You can't leave this in the studio.
Yeah, when the DJ comes in tomorrow and I see that.
I'm
going
to empty your bits.
Right, come on, your turn.
Right, okay.
Stop with your whinging.
Two, three. He's eating them. He's just eating them.
Four, and it's already dangling out. If you'll pardon the expression.
Stop eating
them. He looks stuffed already. Come on. Come on, you can do this. You can do this. Four.
Stop talking, Duncan.
Five.
I swear he's eating them.
Six. His mouth isn't getting fuller. Seven.
Come on. Radio, this.
Eight. Mm-hmm. You're already right at the front. Oh, I've battered all of you, surely. Come on. He looked a bit like Shrek.
A bit ill
there. Come on.
He's getting to double figures, Doug.
Come on. You've got to beat Laura and make sure you say bloke talk.
No.
Make sure you say bloke talk if you're gonna lose. God's me.
On, eat them.
I was only eight. That's absolutely terrible.
This is so... Can I just say, at least I had the manners to actually eat mine.
Yeah, but you only got to eight. Your mouth wasn't as full as ours.
Oh, dear.
Duncan looks very red in the face right now. He looks like he's about to burst.
Fair play to you. I couldn't get above 10.
Do you know what, though?
The thing is, it affects your breathing, doesn't it? Because all of a sudden...
You can't breathe.
It's like... Ah!
Yeah, 22, thanks very much. So I think I win that one.
You have got a massive mouth. If they actually have... I'm sure they've got competitions for this. I'm sure you could...
I haven't got a very big tongue.
Oh, God.
So there's lots of space in my mouth.
I don't want to know
where my tongue might have
What's
been.
In this stuff?
Oh, just sugar? Something that's clearly made us high already.
Just sugar?
Listen to this. Right, glucose, fructose syrup.
Yeah, it's all sugar.
Sugar, dextrose, gelling agent, gelatine, potato starch, flavouring, colours, including quinoline yellow, something called Poncia 4R and
Poncy 4.
And Patent Blue 5.
Nice.
Oh, dear.
You want to? Well done.
I'm proud of
that. I am very impressed with that, because actually I got to 10. I just couldn't put any more in there.
You didn't get to 10,
no,
Duncan.
No, I got to 10.
No, you didn't.
I had 10. I was in double figures.
No, you weren't.
No,
you got to 9.
Oh.
Stop building it. You did this when we did the naan bread challenge.
You made
excuses and lied about what
they wouldn't let me put it in because
And last week you failed with the donuts as well. So
He's actually a really bad sport, old Doug.
It's true.
It's a bit rude.
22.
Oh, excuse me.
That's a comfortable victory.
Right, so next week is your turn, Harms. What are you going to do next week?
I haven't decided yet. Mm. That's not something as disgusting as
that. Next week, I'm going to bring a bib, because last week I had jam all over my trousers from the donut. This week I've got marshmallow dribble all over my shirt.
Let's have a look. That is quite funny.
Down the front, so yeah.
And you got it in your hair.
Oh, yeah, my hair's all sticky now. Mm. I have to wash that one again.
Can we end this part of the show yet? I need to go and wash my hands.
In a few minutes. All right, so whose turn is it? Laura, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think of something... I'm thinking of something maybe that tests your thresholds of taste.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say for now.
Excuse me.
She's obviously got ideas.
Something strong.
Duncan, that wasn't pleasant.
Maybe something strong and hard to handle.
How about cheese? Do you like cheese?
I love cheese.
How about, why didn't you do a food challenge around cheese? Because we did say it's part of the rules. There's no point going, here's the hottest chili in the world, because that's just a bit. But, you know, cheese.
I'm okay with normally cheeses, if that makes sense.
What does that
cheddar
mean?
And dairy cheddars
Lee.
And
no. One of these boring
I'll eat
cheese
cheddar
people.
And brie and Edam and camembert and
the
basic
ones.
The
most offensive
ones,
cheese I've ever
more...
had was in Shropshire at a restaurant, and it's called Stinking Bishop.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
so
and it is, and this woman bought it out. I said, I could have some cheese because I'd rather have cheese than a you know kind of like you know, sweet pudding. And this waitress bought it out, and she said, "You got this, and this is a very badly behaved bishop." And I looked at it, and there on this kind of like plate was this stinking bishop oozing, very gently oozing.
I take it was blue cheese.
No, it's not blue.
Oh, Was it not?
No. And it's kind of like I looked at it and it was just, you know, it's kind of, its arrival announced itself before the plate was even in the room. Do you know what I mean? And I just literally put a little bit on my finger and it was just like, it's really powerful cheese and it absolutely stank. Mm. It tasted fantastic, but kind of like you could taste it for weeks afterwards. Oh. And I left Shropshire. Before I went to a cheese shop and I bought a little bit of stinking bishop. And it was in the height of the summer, and I put it in the boot of my car, and I was hacking it down the M5. I was like, and I advise anyone, if you're listening to Bloke Talk and you want to travel some cheese around the country, don't travel with stinking bishop. Would be the advice I would give you.
Did you see there was a program on telly not that long ago that showed this speciality cheese? I can't remember where it was. Which is left to go mouldy and for maggots to be alive.
Yeah, I saw this.
It.
Now, was this one of the cookery shows with one of the chefs?
I think it might have been Ramsay, actually.
Italy.
Yeah, I think it was Italian.
It was,
actually.
Wasn't it? Was
Why
it?
Would you want to eat mouldy cheese with
maggots? Because cheese is mould, isn't it?
Mold,
yeah, but like
point.
Proper mould with maggots.
It was either Jamie Oliver or Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, I think.
I don't care who it was. They're
I'm
nuts.
Sure my dad said he'd seen a cheese walking in Italy once. Are you sure he used to tell me that story? Because maggots were in it. He were, like walked alongside. Oh.
Talking of your dad,
I couldn't do that.
He's married to your mum, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Your mum's been sending me emails.
Is your dad hard, just out of interest?
No.
Could he beat up Duncan?
Well, what? Well, there's no reason
My
to beat
dad's
me up.
Love or not,
you've been very, very flirtatious with Laura's mother.
No,
I
haven't.
Don't think I'm happy
her name's
about
her
this.
Name's Sue, actually, and it says here you can call me Sue. Ooh. Anyway, we'll do the email in a few moments' time. It is the weekend. This is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this show is Bloke Talk. Back
Laura's
in a few moments'
prepared.
Time.
This is a man's
world. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing.
It is the third and final chunk of Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. You two having an argument? What's the matter with you?
I was sorry, I was just messing around with the marshmallow.
What were you doing with it?
She put it in her mouth and spat it at me, basically.
What a vile woman you are.
I certainly
Has anyone else got a headache? I've got a headache now.
No, I'm tempted to do it again and see if I can better 22.
Do you want to?
No.
Final chunk of Bloke Talk. Toby, there's something you wanted to talk about.
Yes,
I knew
there
that.
Is.
We need to talk about Laura's mum.
Let's talk about her
also,
now. I don't want to be kept in suspense anymore.
I want to talk about maybe Michael Jackson as well.
Fair enough.
But I've got an email during the week. Do you know what? This was a total surprise. Because
Did
here
you
we are.
This was coming, Laura.
No, I had no idea.
Here we are on Bloke Talk. We're across several multimedia platforms, as we know, from Twitter to Facebook to MySpace to Bebo. And in my inbox pops an email, Duncan, because that's who I am, Duncan at citytalk.fm. In my inbox appears, you know, you kind of like there's a little, it's in bold writing when you get a new email.
Mm. Were you actually sitting there
when
it
came up? I was sitting
there.
I was sitting on that. If you imagine it, I was kind of like, if you imagine, let me just move that out of the way. I don't want to get Vimto everywhere. I was sitting here.
Yeah. Right.
Bing. I thought, who's that? And I saw the name. Harms, because Harms is quite a unique name, isn't it?
Big time.
Yeah. Do you
is
know
there,
where it comes
are you
from?
Related to Spain? Is there anyone in this country that's sort
Spain.
Of you're, that's got that name that's not related to it, or is it that uncommon?
Big time. I'm friends with two Laura Harmses on Facebook.
For the simple reason that you're both called the same thing.
Yeah, I've already
so
talked
cool.
about.
I'm the only Toby Gillis on Facebook.
I think you'll find I'm the only Duncan Barks on the planet.
I don't think you are.
I think you'll find I am.
I don't think you
I
are.
I am truly unique. I am.
I think
How
my
can
surname,
you say that?
My surname, because I know my surname is so rare. I get emails and an email about 4 months ago from an American, and the American said, "I'm just trying to put together people whose surname is Barks."
Sounds like a scam.
There's
to
also
me.
Right. Look at this. Okay, I'll put this in here.
I want someone to put
Barks
I'll tell you what,
and Barks is a well-known art dealer in Russian art in London.
This? Do you know what? Yeah. I'm going to get a dog and call it Duncan Barks.
Wow. Well. It used to be anywhere. I can't find it now. Anyway, so I got this thing, and it was from Harms. It was from Harms. And I thought, oh, it's Laura. Why is she sending me an email? She's just next door. And then I saw it wasn't a Laura Harms. It was a
Susan
Harms.
Harms.
Now, when did we start talking about your mum on this show?
It was two weeks
ago. Why did we start talking about your mum on this show?
You were looking at members of the Bloke Talk Appreciation
That's
Society.
Right. And she's on
and you
there,
said,
yeah.
Oh, who's that? Sue Harms. And you said, oh, your mum looks quite nice.
I think he said fit, actually. described your mum as fit.
I say a lot
How
of
does
things.
That make you feel, Laura?
She's fit for a 50-something-year-old.
Do you want to know what your mum said?
Quite active.
I've heard she's a 40-something-year-old.
Do you want to know what your mum said?
Yes, tell us.
She put in the subject here. Only mums could do this, right? It's quite sweet. Hello, bloke talk, from Mrs. Harms. Oh, only a mum would do that in the subject box.
So embarrassing.
Hi, Duncan. No comma, though.
No comma.
Can I just say, my mum writes books for a living. She proofreads, she edits, so she knows the right way to do punctuation.
Should there not be a comma there?
She's decided not to. That must be the proper way of doing it.
Hi, Duncan. Since you keep saying hello to me for some reason, in brackets, exclamation mark.
It's because you're fit, Mrs. Harms.
Oh, stop it.
I thought I'd let you know I am listening. I am listening.
Oh, stop it. Stop taking the mic.
I'm not. I'm just reading it out.
Read it out in a normal way, then.
I'm very flattered you like my pick. A shame it was taken 20 years ago, .../... Close bracket, looks like a smiley face with a wink.
Oh, right. I see what you've done there.
I think you should discuss on your programme why it is that older women are just that much sexier than young things.
Oh, my God. Give me strength. Sexy.
Just you don't think your mum's sexy?
I've never heard her say that word in my life.
Young things. Just to redress the balance with Toby saying he wouldn't go out with anyone over 21. You said that.
Did I?
You did.
No, I didn't. Over 21 or
Laura's mum writes books. She'll know if you said
under
that.
Under 21.
You basically said you didn't like older women, didn't you?
He doesn't know what he's missing.
Oh, my God. Oh, Christ.
Sounds like she's offering almost.
Oh, I'm going to eat another marshmallow. I'm depressed.
Lovely programme. Exclamation mark.
Lovely.
Especially the bird.
The bird.
What a fabulous voice. I wonder where she gets that from.
Does your mum have a deep and sultry voice like you do?
No, my dad does.
I think you should give her a multi-million pound contract. Lots of love from Mrs. Harms.
See that email? Suddenly you like the end, don't you?
P.S. You can call me Sue. P.P.S. Mr. Harms is threatening to join Facebook too. So, let's look at this in the spirit that it's been sent, okay?
It's just a bit of fun.
Your mum listens. Picture was taken 20 years ago.
That's not actually true. It was taken about a year ago.
I think you should discuss in your programme why it is that older women are just that much sexier than the young things. Oh. Now, you see, your mum's onto something. Because there is something quiet. I was talking about this in the office during
Isn't
the week.
Isn't your wife older than you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm about to make a point, and it's similar to what you've just suggested. I was talking in the office this week. You know, there's a film being made this week in Liverpool about the life of John Lennon.
Yes.
And that great actress, Kristin Scott Thomas, who I really like and
She's
really
good.
Fancy, plays Aunt Mimi. And I was just saying, something about Kristin Scott Thomas. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But it's something older, kind of... She gives off this aura of experienced. Kind of a woman that knows what she wants, that kind of thing.
It's that whole Janet Street Porter
It
effect.
Is all that Janet Street... Well, you know my love for JSP.
Still don't get it, I'm sorry.
And your mum's right. There
is
something about the older
Helen
woman.
Mirren? You must like her too.
No!
Why not?
She's old enough to be my grandmother.
She could darn your socks and keep you delighted at the same time.
Do you know what?
She
Funny you say that. I found out, I'd never heard that phrase until yesterday, darn the socks. I'd never ever heard that. I didn't know what it was. I had to have it explained to me.
You're so innocent.
I've never heard that phrase in my entire life.
How could you ever come across sock darning?
I don't know. I don't even know how to sew a button on a shirt. So,
if you were going out with an older woman, she'd do that for you.
Well, my younger woman did it for me most recently.
Oh, that's
so,
kind. Pee-pee?
Yes.
Can Pee-pee bake a pie? Older woman can.
To be honest, I'd bake a good pie, so I don't need someone else to do
pies.
It for me. Well, I could if I wanted to.
No. Have you ever made one before?
Probably, yeah. I've made like
no. Have you
I've
made a pie or
I've
not?
I've made like dessert pie. Oh, does that count?
No.
I mean, you've got to remember,
no,
I'm a southerner.
Pastry.
Southerners don't do.
No,
southerners don't
pastry.
Do pies.
Yes, they
the
do.
Yes, they do.
No.
Every man should be able to make a decent pie, preferably steak and ale.
No. You've thrown down the gauntlet.
You can even buy your pastry, Tobe.
I'm sure.
You
could.
Don't have to make it yourself. If you want
well,
to chicken out
the making pastry bit presumably would be quite easy.
Well, I mean,
presumably. Well, so you don't know. You're talking about
if you,
things
was,
that you,
you
don't
know an older
about.
Woman would be able to help you with that.
Well, so would a cookbook.
Delia.
I know. I think.
Or every time that name is mentioned, all I just think of is when she went on the football pitch and shouted at the fans.
You just know it was great. That you just know that there'd been a few glasses of Chardonnay, done the rounds there at old Norwich FC.
Yes, Carrow Road.
Carrow Road, that's it. You know, and she just got the microphone, going, ah! I'll whip them up!
Yeah.
And exactly. Off she staggered. Come on! It's great.
So it was embarrassing. And that's what older women can do. They can just embarrass themselves.
Oh, no, that's a bit harsh. I won't allow
that.
What
about the fact that older women are experienced?
Mm. I'm sure they are.
They don't muck around too. They know what they want from life.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But, you know, I'm happy with my younger model.
Well, I'm not suggesting that, we know and love PP. I'm not suggesting you should trade her in for an older model. What we're saying is you shouldn't be dissing older ladies, which is what you've kind of done on previous bloke talks.
I don't think I have. All I've said is that
Mrs.
not
Harms
for me.
Thinks you have.
They're not for me.
And she,
I wouldn't
she
want
books.
Anyone younger than 21 or maybe over about 26 or 27.
You're missing out.
That's fine for me.
So
I'm a 24-year-old lad. Maybe when I get to your age, Duncan, I'll understand.
Mr. Harms, is he capable of joining Facebook on his own?
No, he'll probably have to be shown how to
do it. Does he know how the interweb works?
Yes.
And that newfangled machine in the corner?
He's actually got a BlackBerry.
Has he?
Yeah. He doesn't know how to use it, but he's got one.
I think a lot of people now have got them. They've become fashion items, haven't they? Blackberries. So.
Yeah, my dad's always tapping away on his BlackBerry, just trying to turn it on.
Anyway, Mrs. Harms, thank you for your email. Keep them coming.
Thanks,
that brightened up my day.
Thanks, Mum, for
that
embarrassing
me. That's great. That's lovely. Older women are just that much sexier.
My mum should send an email now. I'm quite jealous that my mum hasn't sent an email.
I can't believe that your mum listens and hasn't kicked up a stink. You're always slagging off
her
cooking.
Yeah, you are quite rude about your mum.
No, because I've spoken to her about it several times, and she understands that she can't cook.
You said you wanted to talk about something,
yes,
so what did you
I
want
did.
To talk about?
This week, I interviewed, without doubt, the most famous person I've ever interviewed.
Oh.
And I've never really done Starstruck before.
Oh.
But with Stephen Gerrard,
oh, yeah.
I was completely starstruck.
Yeah, I heard the interview.
I've never done this, but yeah, it wasn't good, was it? I've never had that problem before.
Normally you ask questions in a minute.
It's the way you were going. Huh?
First of all, I wanted to talk about why it might have been that I was, you know, like that with Stephen Gerrard when I've met, you know, very famous people in the past.
Who after Stevie G was the next famous person you've met?
Either Lawrence Dallaglio.
Yeah.
David Cameron, you've done it.
David Cameron or Rafa Benitez, one of those three probably.
Yeah.
So
well,
pretty,
Anne Widdicombe.
Anne Widdicombe, yeah. She was the MP at my previous radio station. So she was lovely, actually, Anne Widdicombe.
Yeah, they call her the Blue Nun, don't they?
They do. They do indeed.
Yeah.
So first of all, I wanted to talk a bit about why you think it might have been. Secondly, who have you been starstruck by?
I can tell you why, because sometimes there are people who you're desperate to meet in life because you admire them for the skills or whatever they do for a living or whatever, and Stevie G is definitely in that bracket, isn't he?
Certainly is.
And he's an icon, and he's a very successful sportsman.
I think he's probably the first genuine megastar that I've ever met, actually.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, you genuinely, because you appreciate what he does, you were speechless. Nothing wrong with that.
It was the day after he'd done what he did to Real Madrid, and I just thought, this guy is a
god. You see, I think you'd be abnormal if you weren't in that position. If you kind of like were very blasé about it, I would say that actually maybe your own ego is so big that it kind of dwarfs one of the greatest footballing legends this country's ever seen. That's what I would think.
That's a high pedestal you've put him on there.
Well, you know, obviously I'm a football expert, you know that.
You are.
Big time.
You
I'm often at Prenton Park.
Yes.
Lurking.
You weren't there this week when
there
was a famous victory,
I double-booked myself, yeah.
Who did they beat this week?
Leicester City, 2-0.
Oh,
and that's a big thing.
Who scored the goals?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I can tell you one thing, and it's this. Leicester had a run of unbeaten matches for about 30-plus games.
23 games.
Minus seven.
Which
so,
is half a league season.
Yeah, so the Mighty Whites done good.
They did
fantastically. Where are Tranmere lying in the table now?
Ronnie Moore's boys are good. They're in the top bit.
Top half.
Ninth.
Like, just off the playoff place.
Look, I'm not a footballing expert. I came to this city. Someone said to me, what about the Mighty Whites?
Have you ever worn your shirt? They donated you a shirt, didn't they?
Have you ever worn it?
Do
you know what? There's a story about that shirt. I got given a shirt, okay, by Lorraine Rogers. Lorraine Rogers, right? Very important, very influential, very powerful lady.
Yes.
And, like, you know, one of the ladies behind.
Did you fancy her because of
Tranmere
her power?
Rovers. Why did you ask that?
Well, we just talked about women with power.
Every
and influence.
Time I go to Prenton Park, she talks me through who's in the team.
Hmm.
You know, we got a good.
She's a good-looking lady.
Got a good relationship going on there. Anyway, I had this football shirt biked over, courtesy of Lorraine, number 9, with Barks written on the back. Very
the
proud
only
of it.
Barks with a Tranmere shirt.
the only Barks in the world with a Tranmere shirt. And I had it by my desk. And I put it on some days, and they took some pictures. It's all on the website if you're desperate to go and have a look at it, citytalk.fm. Then I got told to remove it.
Why?
By someone who's very important in our office, who doesn't like clutter.
Oh, yes.
And I pointed out, I said, this is not clutter. You think this is clutter? This is a sporting garment from the Mighty Whites.
Didn't
my
you
name
also
on
have
the
to remove a listener gift of a hard yellow
hat.
Hard hat?
It was a red hard hat.
Red.
Dave the Crane Driver gave it to me. Yeah. Right. I did point out, and I don't want this to turn into a Dean Sullivan bashing festival. I did point out that Dean Sullivan's paraphernalia takes up about a desk now.
Good evening, Jimmy, by the way.
You know, and I didn't see why I should have to remove my stuff when he's got a blooming shrine there
That's
to himself.
He's more famous and important than you.
Well, you know.
Suck it up.
It's one rule for one and one for the other, isn't it? But I've still got my shirt.
And his stuff is kept quite neatly, in the way that you would expect him to keep it.
Hmm. So
my red hard hat was not doing anyone any harm.
It was. It wasn't the sort of thing that you could pile things on top of and keep them in neat piles, was it?
I've not. I kind of... I've not really been starstruck. I've interviewed Gordon Brown before. Met him a few weeks ago when he came up the tower.
Yeah, I met him as
old
well.
Old Gord. Yeah, I thought
I
that's nice.
I was nervous when I met him.
Do you not think there's a big difference between nervous and starstruck? Because yeah. Fair enough being nervous when you meet people. I was nervous when I met David Moyes, but I wasn't starstruck.
I was busy reading The Star when Gordon appeared. And he went, oh, it's a lovely view. Except he doesn't sound like Sean Connery. And
was he looking
at page three impression. At
the time? Yeah, she's a game girl, isn't she? Hello, Prime Minister.
Laura does a good impression of old Brownie, don't you?
I interviewed John Peel once on the telephone, and I struggled with that because I've always been a big Peel fan.
Telephone?
Yeah, it was a telephone interview.
Never had a problem on the phone.
No, because I've always been a fan. It was just kind of like, oh my God, it's John Peel. But I have got a story very, very briefly where it's got nothing to do with being starstruck and everything to do with the total surrealness of the situation. I once used to work on the Isle of Wight, and on the Isle of Wight, there is a pub called the Osborne View, which is right, it's a great pub, it does a lovely big bowl of mussels and real ale, right next door to the Fishbourne Ferry Terminal, which is, well, I say terminal, it's like a shed. And what happens is that the ferry comes in from Portsmouth, and that's where you get off. And I was staying the night at the Osborne View, and there are some people who work at the local radio station on the Isle of Wight, and George McRae, who's a big soul singer from the 70s, and this is no word of a lie, was doing a gig. Rock Your Baby! Man's a legend. He's married to Gwen McRae, who's a great soul singer, right? Was doing a gig at the Shanklin Conservative Club. And I sat there in this pub, and the rain was battering down outside the Osborne View. You could see the thunder clouds rolling over the Solent. And there was I with George McRae, who's a big black fellow, about 25 stone, with all of his bling on, talking about soul music over a pint of real ale and a bowl of mussels.
Fantastic.
I wasn't starstruck, but it was the most surreal moment of my entire life.
Absolutely.
Laura,
brilliant.
Quickly, what about you?
I was starstruck when I met Des Lynham because I used to be in love with him.
Don't you have a massive statue of Des Lynham?
Silver Fox.
I used to have a shrine to him in my bedroom. It's a long story, but yeah. I was actually fixated on him.
Yeah.
Went to a book signing where he was in Leeds a few years ago. He signed the book. He said, what's your name? He asked me a few questions. And then he said, oh, you get two kisses. Because I said, oh, you're a legend. I love you. He said, oh, you get two kisses for that. And I thought he meant he was going to kiss me, but he was actually signing the book with two X's.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of went in for the kiss and ended up snogging him on the lips. Anyway.
Fantastic. Lyman's a legend. Long may it continue. That's the end of Bloke Talk for this weekend. Toby, thank you. And well done on the marshmallow feat.
We've got that shrine next week, haven't we?
I think so. Laura, thank you. And I'm Duncan. It is Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.